653 at 580 CFRA to Dr. Barry Dworkin now on one of his favorite topics. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
This is a study that suggests if parents do have information on calories at fast food restaurants, they do purchase the lower calorie meals for their kids.
That's right. This is a study published in yesterday's online issue of the journal Pediatrics, conducted by researchers at the University of Washington in Seattle. What they did is they looked at McDonald's menus and gave 99 parents, half of them, a menu with calories, listing everything from sandwiches, salads, dressings, side items, the beverages, the sodas, desserts, and the children's meals. And the other half didn't have any calories listed. So it was just, here you go, look at the menus, what will you get for your children? And they found that those parents that had the menus with the calories listed, now remember, there's nothing else listed other than calories, nothing regarding salt or cholesterol or fat content. It was just calories. In this case, they found that the parents chose foods that amounted to 102 calories less on average than the parents that used menus that didn't have any information, which tends to indicate that parents are paying attention to what their children are taking, especially since every day we hear about childhood obesity and diabetes epidemics and all this other stuff. It seems to be taken to heart by parents in terms of reducing the amount of calories. Now, people will say, well, what is 102 calories? Well, over 30 days, if someone were to reduce their intake by 100 calories a day, and assuming they were not gaining any weight, they were just staying a stable weight, but they reduced their calories by 100 a day, they would lose about a pound a month or 12 pounds a year. So it's not inconsequential when you're looking at that from a long-term perspective. A similar study done by the same group that was presented at the October Obesity Society annual meeting in Washington, D.C., showed similar findings. That is, they looked at 10,000 customers in New York City with at 275 fast food restaurants and found that those that saw or used the posted calorie information that was on those menus had 106 fewer calories, so about the same result. And in this case, it did apply to adults. So what was surprising in this particular study, and again, it was 99 parents versus 10,000. So there was definitely a difference in terms of the number of people looked at. In this case, in the 99 parents, they didn't use the information for themselves. They did for their children, which, you know, you could sort of understand. Parents are looking out for their kids. But it goes to a larger point. That is, this is just the beginning of understanding what this information does, because you're looking at a one-time situation where they gave the parents these menus. If you had this instituted where you have in other jurisdictions in the United States, what you are likely to see is that restaurants respond to their customers' choices. So as you start choosing foods that have less calories, you're likely to see restaurants respond in kind, which then ratchets down the calories even more. Because as they say, okay, this was 600 calories, now it's 500, now we're producing a 500 calorie product. But there's still other things that are less than 500, and people may then go down even further, and which in turn the restaurant responds and reduces it even more. It's a hypothesis I have, but you tend to see that in how businesses conduct themselves. And I think this is an important bit of information to at least get people to look at this and say, you know, if we pursue this, we may actually reduce our calorie intake relatively painlessly just by the choices that we make.
Okay. You got that scratchy throat and head cold going around?
I got that scratchy throat and head cold.
Drop by the station. I'll give you some of my echinacea lozenges.
Okay, Steve.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks, Doc. Get
You're
better.
Welcome.
Huh?